Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hearty Appetite. As famed Israeli chef Yotam Ottolenghi tells it, Abu Shukri has always been considered one of the best hummus restaurants in Israel. One day, another place, run by the son-in-law of the original owner, opened across the street, sporting a sign that read, "We moved here. This is the real Abu Shukri." The next day, the old restaurant hung out a sign which read, "We didn't move anywhere. This is the real Abu Shukri." Shortly thereafter, the upstart eatery erected a large banner reading, "The real, one, and only original Abu Shukri." The rivalry continued for years. The incident underscores the fact that tension in the Middle East is not limited to political matters. Indeed, the so-called hummus wars may very well be the most intractable disputes in the region. As filmmaker Oren Rosenfield observes, hummus is a Middle Eastern food claimed by all and owned by none. The origin of hummus is something of a mystery. Some antique cookbooks suggest it was invented in the 12th century for the first sultan of Egypt and Syria. The name itself derives from the Arabic word for chickpeas, the major ingredient of hummus and one of the earliest of cultivated legumes grown, according to some accounts, in the gardens of Babylon. Though its origins are ancient, it's only in the last 20 years or so that hummus has become popular in this country. Heretofore, if you didn't go through a hippie phase, or have a parent who did, you probably never heard of it. Today, however, 25% of American homes routinely keep the spread in the refrigerator. Truly, the planet would be a whole lot better off if everybody followed documentarian Trevor Graham's injunction to make hummus, not war. This is Tom Hardy, inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org. for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.